Hi, welcome. Welcome to today's 50-minute guided meditation. My name is Liana, and today I will be leading you on a practice to open up to compassion. Begin. Start by closing your eyes or lowering your gaze as you find yourself a comfortable position, whether it's laying down or seated, whatever works best for you. Noticing your feet on the floor, or the chair you're sitting on. Lengthening your spine and back into a comfortable position. Feel your breath and soften the body. And feel the life within you. Noticing how you treasure your own life and how you guard against pain. All beings do this. I invite you to go off any demands on this moment. And just reminding yourself that you're not just bringing awareness to your experience, but loving and kind awareness. Let's bring your awareness to the breath. You don't need to shape the breath here. Just letting the breath be. Breathing in and out. And as you breathe in and out, let's set our intention to wrap ourselves up with warmth and affection. I invite you to adopt a physical gesture that represents this caring attitude, perhaps by putting both hands on your heart. And just noticing how your body responds to the physical touch, the warmth of your hands. And just noticing any internal sensations that may be arising right now. Perhaps you're noticing the beating of your heart, the feelings of pulsing energy, and as you breathe in and out, I invite you to turn your attention and bring to mind someone you care for deeply. Just noticing what happens as you picture this person's face, their eyes. Again, noticing what happens for you as you hold that person in your heart. Now let yourself be aware of that person's measure of pain, their difficulties in life. Can you feel your heart opening without effort to wish them well, to extend comfort, to share their pain and meeting it with compassion? I invite you to repeat some phrases, directing them toward the person you're thinking about. I care about your difficulties. May you be held in compassion. May your heart be at peace. I care about your difficulties. May you be held in compassion. May your heart be at peace. I invite you to continue the phrases as you hold this person in your heart. Feel free to change the phrases any way you wish to reflect your heart's true intention. Now let's allow another person to come into your mind. And again, acknowledge the circumstances that make life difficult for this person. Repeat phrases resonate most deeply with your intention. I care about your difficulties. May you be held in compassion. May your heart be at peace. I care about your difficulties. May you be held in compassion. May your heart be at peace. Just taking a moment to breathe in and out. And just noticing what comes up. And as we bring this session to a close, I invite you to hold yourself with some gentleness. Make really deep, or maybe you are expecting something more to happen. Just trust the practice. Trust that these things have a timing of their own. No judgment, no attachment. We just get to show up and care about what arises. And just breathing in and out, taking a few breaths here. when you are ready, just refocus on the breath and the practice. Simply come back to your body. You may gently open your eyes and feeling you on the floor. Allowing yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling in this moment. To be exactly as you are. Thank you for being in this room. Thank you for taking the time to be here with me. And if you have any questions, my DMs are always open. Or if you'd like to come up to share your meditation experience, please raise your hands and I'll bring you up. Hi, how's it going? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm always. I missed last week and I got last. Come today. It's always right on time. I know it's nighttime for you. It's like in the middle of the morning for me, so it's perfect because it's.
Oh, start your day.
Yeah, so I appreciate you for doing this.
All good. Hey, Akash.
Hi, Liana. Very nice guided meditation. Thank you so much. It was unexpected. You know how Twitter is. You see something and then you're like, "Ooh, I need to do that right now," impulsively. So I was literally doing something else. I was like, "I have 15 minutes for meditation right now," and it was fantastic. I'm trying to shift my mindset, you know, into more self-care. So I have to think about, like, if I have something that's self-care that can be done in a short amount of time, that needs to take priority over the stuff that happens all day. So I thank you for putting that in my intention, because I probably wouldn't have done it. And I even cried a little bit.
I'm glad that. You still kind of owe me your wallet address, my friend.
Oh, yes. My back end stuff is so, literally, I have someone who's going to help me. Like, I'm now handling socials on a project that I now have three more Twitter accounts to manage.
Oh, my God.
And I'm literally, like, out of my mind that I'm like, I said no, right? They asked me, and I was like, it was like an honor because I already, like, I'm on the project, and they were like, we would rather have you do this than bring someone from outside in.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm not a social media manager, but I know how, and I've done it, but I don't want to do it. I'm only doing it for 15 days, so it's not like an endless thing. I'm only doing it till the middle of the month, but, you know, so part of why the messages of all these places are the thing that I find one of the hardest things to manage, because you think like, oh crap, I don't want to not talk to that person, but like how many can I respond to? And then all of these platforms, and it's like, I literally shut down and just stop responding is my self-care. That's my self-care. I just don't, like, I stop writing back.
Do you use TweetDeck?
No, I don't use any automation. I have in the past, but I try to limit it, right? And I mean, the problem is because I'm in places that are sort of like, it's not the people that I know. It's like some of the entrepreneurial groups and things I do. I get massive amounts of people asking me for help. And the challenge is to think about who can I help? Who can I refer? And the management of that has gotten to be, it's not as bad as it was last year. Last year, I literally missed like so many opportunities. I mean, I had Penn and Teller write me saying, can you help me? And I never called them back.
Oh my God.
I mean, like if I told people like who wrote me to do, but that's what mental health is, right?
Mental
health is being able to say that doesn't matter no matter who you are. And then, and then just go on to be okay, right? And so I don't look at it like that. It was a learning lesson that like, wow, I'm getting all of this stuff, but yet I need to take care of myself. That was the learning lesson for me.
And it's great. I love it. I love it that you drew boundaries without even knowing, you know, and it worked out, you know, every time things happen, it's always happening for a reason, right? Like,
people
you
know, get mad at me because I speak the truth a lot now, right? About like, I'm like, mental health in Web3 is a disaster. I'm like, the way people work, we've talked about this so much, but it's not changing. And I keep saying it because I'm victim to it just like everyone else is. And if we don't talk about it, it's just going to stay the same. And because I keep repeating the same thing that doesn't change, like people get mad at me and they're like, well, why would you do it? And I'm like, because I don't want to lose my opportunity and I'm trying to manage the best I can. But so is everybody else, right? It's not just me. It's the whole collective group of all of us. What is the long-term damage to like looking at our phone every 5 minutes and like, oh, did the tweet come? Do I need to like it? Do I need to write back? You know, my strategy is literally that I have certain hours and I'm like, okay, this is a Twitter hour. And I'm like, no more looking.
No, I think that's great.
And then like, it's like 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 9 p.m.
No, it's so good that you do that, you know, time blocking and like, you know, just, okay, this is the only time I'll allocate, you know, and I think, you know, people
are
just
confused that am I using this for like, am I working right now or am I using Twitter for recreation or is there even a distinction? Is it all work? Like, that's a trick too, that like, you know, if you're using Twitter for something, a project, and then you want to pay attention, where is the distinction between the fun and the working? And that's the trick of it, is you just stay on all this stuff and you're like, I don't know if I'm working or if I'm playing, and leaving it and going for a walk is the best answer. My walk was so good yesterday. I sat in a bulldozer for a half hour, like in a construction site, just sitting in the bulldozer like cab, like literally just sitting there thinking like, I'm in a bulldozer in a construction site where there's no one here on Memorial Day.
I hope you got some photos, you know?
Of course. I go for a walk to this new home development every time I walk, and there's all these like bulldozers and there's like 10 new houses. My. So I literally go there like where I'm like, and I make videos like I'm building in the metaverse, but I'm actually at a real site. And like, I've done things where I've put myself in the bulldozer, like in the scoop thing, where I've gotten into the scoop of the bulldozer. And I've even thought like, oh, there's Shinbrand. And I was like, should I go get dressed up and put myself in the bulldozer and do a fashion?
I love it. I love it so much. Oh, that's great. You know, and doing things that you, that brings you joy, right? That's the best. That is the best. Just wanted to say hi, Ron.
Hey, Liana, Akash, Ingrid. It's so amazing to be here with you.
Oh, right, thank you for coming.
I'm pretty zen. You know, the minute I saw you, I was like, yes, yes, so, so happy and so thankful, grateful for the space, and appreciate the meditation. And that was so timely. Like, the minute I was happy that I saw the notification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm rambling right now because I'm kind of looking at, and it was affecting me. So I appreciate.
Yeah, yeah. It's I have the space every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So feel free to pop in every Tuesday. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. I think like Akash, I mean, I think it's yeah, it's for me, it's the afternoon, right? It's like the early evening right now. So it's like after a hectic day, and especially like closing out the month, you know, it's but it's, I mean, yeah, this actually grounded myself, grounded. I appreciate
it. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just have a bit more compassion for yourself and, you know, be gentle, right? It always starts with that. Yeah. And send me your wallet address. I'll send you something.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Cool. And with that, I am going to end the room. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you. Have a good day. Oh, I cannot end this room. I can't end this room. No, I'm serious. I can't end it. Okay. I'm end. Okay, I am officially ending the space now. Okay, bye.